When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So I didn't exactly get a chance to watch the game, but I do want to watch these freaking highlights, and let us take a look here. Give me a few seconds. I'm going to pull up the YouTubes, and have you guys watched the highlights with me? How's that sound? I'm going to put them in kind of a low area, so let me see here. Give me 1 second. This is incredible, by the way. I can't believe what the Bucks were able to pull off. They almost lost it, though, in the fourth quarter. They were so freaking close to losing it. It's almost unbelievable. Let's look at those highlights, though. Here we go. All right. Let's see if I can pull up.
What are we going to get tonight? Here we go. Drew Holiday, first shot of the night.
Give me a second.
Been shooting the ball.
This is gonna take a second. Actually, I have to. I think I can get it. Hold on. I'm just going to do tiny highlights here. Don't want to get any copyright strikes, so I'm just going to do some tiny highlights. And try to go as big as we can. See, I honestly think, though, Chris Paul is one of the dirtiest players of all time, just as a heads up. Like, he is a piece of shit. I'm not a fan of Chris Paul. Like, I don't... Part of me just does not understand the love of Chris Paul, but anyway.
Oh, well, games 2, 3, and 4. Middleton takes a tough shot, can't get to the floor, but the rebound caroms out, and Antetokounmpo floats it up and in. Holiday has really been up and into Chris Paul last couple of games. Shot clock down to 5. Booker drives past Middleton, gets to the rim. Antetokounmpo goes hard inside. DeAndre Ayton, nice, throws it away. Booker trying to hang on. Crowder comes up with it and
damn, that was incredible. I want to watch the last part of the game, though. That was the most important
shoots
part.
Shoots and scores. And rattles that in.
The game in shot. Turn the first possession, pleading his way back onto the court.
Oh, get it, Book, get it. Oh, my God.
And again, they're going to play without incredible. A point guard this half. Tucker the runner won't go.
Giannis is unbelievable.
2 minutes gone by,
like,
here in the
dude,
fourth.
He's like a slim Shaq who has better ball handling
Booker
skills.
Booker drives out Connaughton.
He may not be able to shoot Crowder, the three, but he can do everything else so well. And you don't need him to shoot the three. That's the beauty about Giannis.
He has been magnificent.
As long as he is plowing the lane like this.
Antetokounmpo high off the glass.
How
he backs it home.
That was beautiful.
Looking for an opening. Drives, throws it up. That was kind of a half shot, half alley-oop. Here comes Booker. Drives.
See, this is, I think, where the they didn't really get a chance to watch the game because I was working earlier, but this is where Bucks could have easily lost this game, though. This is what's scary, is they allowed the Suns to come back.
Chris Paul drives.
They really did.
Gets inside, scores.
But, I mean, based on the look of it, see.
Crowder comes up to crowd him. Shot clock at 6. Middleton, 2-pointer.
Yeah, that's such a good shot.
And the foul. Pulls back. Middleton wants it. Good ball denial. Now Middleton comes out to get it.
Oh, I get it.
On the drive. Step back. 3-pointer.
Bang.
It's good.
Oh, my God. So this is where it's it. So we got 132 left. We got 120, 114.
Ball against Connaughton. Booker comes for the ball. Fires a 3. Bang.
Unbelievable.
Paul makes his move. Gets inside. The running layup is good. It's
this is where it gets
point.
Interesting.
Booker,
here.
The drive, gets inside, leans in, knocked away, it's stolen by
Damn.
Holiday.
This is where it gets Phoenix really could have won this game. It's almost insane just how easily they could have won it.
Deflected Paul, a three-pointer. It's over. The Milwaukee Bucks are one win away from their first title
Giannis,
in 50
man.
Years.
Go Hawks. Point is, that was an unbelievable, that was seriously unbelievable highlight. So, just got to give major props to the Bucks. They almost lost that game, though. And Giannis missed some clutch free throws, by the way. But props to Giannis, props to the Bucks. Just unbelievable. Just unbelievable. Yeah, go Bucks. Go Bucks. I'm definitely bandwagoning the Bucks right now. I think rightfully so. Gotta pop my back real quick. Hold on. Because I look at this team and I think it's probably one of the most complete teams I've seen in a long time. They definitely have everything. They definitely have all the makings of a complete team, and they deserve to be taken seriously. And I hope the Bucks. I don't think the Suns are taking the Bucks seriously enough. The Bucks are just an incredible team. They may not be 3-point aces, but when you had a guy like Giannis, if you allow him to drive, if he plays the five, if he keeps playing the center position, he is made for this league as a center. Because think about it, he's 6'11", he's athletic, he can handle the ball, he can rebound, he can play defense. He makes a good five. He's not exactly a bad five. He can get the deflections, he's got long arms. In fact, he's a better five than most natural fives. The point is, he should be playing down in the block. He really should be. Everybody else should be shooting threes on that team. Giannis should not be shooting threes. Giannis is more like a Shaquille O'Neal kind of player. You know, he's not a clutch free throw shooter, but he can really get you where you want to go. He can get in the post, and that's why I think he should still stay down in the block. You know, people are going to double team him, and that's great. You know, let them double team him, because every time he goes to the rack, every time he makes that contact, he's going to get people like DeAndre Ayton and everybody else in foul trouble, because he's more athletic than most of those guys. So he, as long as he's driving to the rack, as long as he's getting the contact, as long as he's getting fouled, he'll win. So go Giannis, though. I'm really big fan of Giannis Antetokounmpo. I think he's worked his ass off to get to where he's at. He's done it without any crazy amount of superstars. You know, Middleton, I will admit, Middleton's been a huge, big key in all this. So hats off to Chris Middleton. Either way, one of them is going to get the finals MVP. I honestly don't see the Suns. The Bucks have all the momentum. They won three games in a row. The Bucks are on fire. The Suns look worn out to shreds. Chris Paul's older. Devin Booker's playing decently. He's playing pretty damn well. But I don't think Devin Booker on his own is going to help them win the game. He's definitely got the fire, though. Don't count out the Suns. I'm not going to count him out because they still got chances to take two games in a row. But, man. Bucks are going to try to take it tomorrow. They're going to try to win it all. Not tomorrow, but I think it's the next game's the 20th. They're going to try to win on the 20th, and I hope they do. Go Bucks. I want to talk about, I usually don't like to diss or trash specific players too much, but to hell with Chris Paul, dude. Chris Paul, I know he's in the Allstate or State Farm commercials or whichever fucking ones they are. State Farm, I think, as Cliff Paul. Well, he's falling off a cliff right now. Like, and also, here's the thing about Chris Paul. This is karma. Chris Paul deserves to be on the biggest stage and fail. He's been a dirty player throughout most of his career. It's just true. He's just a dirty player. And if you don't believe me, that's fine. But Chris Paul's a dirty player. I don't care. A lot of proof. But yeah. I don't know. I just don't think... Yeah, I'm looking at some of these real quick. But yeah, it's been debated that he's a dirty player, but there's not much debate. He's just a dirty player. I think that should be addressed. hopefully people start to realize he's one of the more dirtier players in the game. And it's just frustrating to see him I'm happy he got to the finals. I think he's worked his ass off, don't get me wrong. But I still think he is one of the dirtiest players I've ever seen. Not the most. I've seen worse. What was his name? I think it was Dellavedova. Was pretty dirty when he was playing for the Cavs with LeBron. Just a lot of things. And, you know, yeah. Look, I don't want to see him get injured, but he's probably going to get injured. Chris Paul always gets injured on the biggest stage, too. And look, he's done a hell of a job getting to where he's at. But I still think Chris Paul is one of the dirtiest players in the game we've ever seen. And this is kind of a, I don't know if this is a karma. I don't know what it is, but go Bucks. I really want to see the Bucks win. They have a series lead 3-2 right now, and stoked. So go Bucks. You got my vote. I've actually was wanting the Bucks to win this whole time during the playoffs, because I knew my Portland Trailblazers weren't going to be able to do anything. Dame's out of Portland. Damian Lillard's out of Portland for sure. I'm pretty damn sure about it. I'm just excited though, man. Portland, I think, is gonna go somewhere. We're gonna get some good pieces if we trade for Lillard. I think the Bucks are gonna take this. Giannis is gonna get his first ring, and I think he's gonna get a new level of respect he didn't get before. And Giannis is still young enough. I still think he's young enough and can still get a few more rings if he wins this one. I think the Bucks are going to be taken more seriously as an organization too. I think people are going to, ring chasers are going to try to join the Bucks next year, and good on them. I think they should. If you're a ring chaser, play with Giannis. I mean, look, the Bucks got a little lucky. Bucks got really lucky this year, but they've really performed their asses off in the finals. So go Bucks. I cannot wait to see what happens. I still think they're going to win. I think Giannis is going to take home the chip. And see you guys out there. Thank you guys so much for viewing this video. And go Bucks. Fuck the Suns, just mainly because of Chris Paul. Later, guys. And get State Farm.